Logbook, March 25, 2016. Men are still there. Homo sapiens. They appeared 200,000 years ago in Africa. This was some revolution. Until then, changes needed many generations, hundreds, even thousands of years. Then, Homo sapiens. This was a radical breakthrough. Homo sapiens had a new type of cell assemblies called a brain. This brain would model events part of the real world as a virtual model. This brain could play with these inner models, could experiment with possible futures. Ingenious. A revolution. This changed the whole situation further. Life began to revolutionize the process of its own course in a new way. This has by far not ended. It's going on. We all are part of it. You, me. We have these brains which make the world visible in virtual worlds, in thinking, in language, in communications. In our thinking and communications, pictures arise from nothing. The eternal presence of perceptions is broken up with memories, with fantasies, with new ideas, with new models of the world and of life. These new ideas are the stuff of the future, of a possible future. It depends from what we are thinking and communicating, what can happen. So, let's start with a nice world within a wonderful universe. Something there in the Milky Way is our home galaxy. Some time is left to find out how to break out of the world, to dig into the universe which has not finished until now. And surely, we, man, as part of the biological life, we will change in the future, because now we are not at the end. It's a transition of something we not really knew completely.